Where is the Lost Colony? Chapter 6. You Sleep on It. Justin woke up early and stayed in the bed while he tried to come up with the solution to his problem. Grandpa was coming by today and would be expecting an answer about where to find the Lost Colony. Justin had no answer, but really wanted to go visit the Outer Banks. Jessica quietly opened the door, just wide enough to peek in to see if Justin was awake. Seeing that his eyes were open and he was staring at the ceiling, she entered the room. That turned out to be a dangerous move, as she found out when she tripped over his baseball bat. She quickly regained her balance and announced that breakfast was ready. He didn't respond. Didn't she know he failed his mission and was never going to eat again? Couldn't she see that there were more important things to do than worry about breakfast? Justin, didn't you hear me? Jessica asked. Mom made blueberry pancakes, and she said we could put whipped cream on them. I'm not hungry, he said, as he rolled toward the wall. What's up with you? Are you sick? Jessica asked. I really wanted to go with Grandpa to the Outer Banks, and now he won't take me, Justin said. Well, if you aren't going to eat, why don't you clean out under your bed? Jessica said. Really? He thought. She really thinks that by cleaning my room I'm going to feel better? Jessica left the room while chuckling to herself. She's happy that I'm not going to be able to go. She's just plain mean, he said aloud. By lunchtime, his stomach was growling, and he was tired of looking at the inside of his room. When he entered the kitchen, his mother said, "Well, there you are. Sorry you missed the pancakes. Want a grilled cheese and some soup?" Justin nodded his head. Josh, Taylor, Ashley, and Jenna were sitting around the table, eating sandwiches and playing Trouble. "Want to play?" asked Josh. "No," Justin replied. "Why are you so sad?" Taylor asked. Justin explained his disappointment with his failed mission. The younger children grinned at Justin. "You sleep on it," advised Josh. "I have slept on it, night after night," Justin shouted. "I can't sleep my way to the Outer Banks." Grandpa's voice interrupted the conversation. "Hello, anyone home?" "We're in the kitchen," Justin's mom said. Justin hung his head. He didn't want to tell Grandpa that he couldn't find the answer. Jenna looked at her brother's sad face and took pity on him. She left the table, took him by the hand, and led him up the stairs. "What are you doing?" Justin asked. "Don't be sad," Jenna said, as she pulled him into his room. "Clean out under your bed." "Why would that make me happy? What's wrong with you?" Justin said. Jenna leaned down, reached under the bed, and handed him a book about the Lost Colony. "Now you clean out the rest of it," she said, and walked out of the room. Justin thumbed quickly through the book, but found no answers about where the Lost Colony went. Where did the book come from? He thought. Kneeling on the floor, he bent down and looked where Jenna had reached. He pulled out a large white envelope that was addressed to Grandpa. The return address was from the Lost Colony, Waterside Theater, Roanoke Island, North Carolina. That was part of the Outer Banks, he said to himself. A note from Grandpa was written on the front. Don't you think this would be fun? It tells about Roanoke Colony that disappeared. Justin opened the envelope, and inside were two tickets to the play. Also inside was a brochure with a picture of a woman and a baby. The baby must be John White's granddaughter, Virginia Dare, Justin thought. Justin began reading the inside of the booklet.
The Lost Colony, preparing for the 76th season.
More than 400 years ago, 117 men, women, and children sailed from Plymouth, England, in an attempt to settle on Roanoke Island. They vanished just 2 years later. The only clue left behind was the word Croatoan carved into a post. The Lost Colony is their story. Written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Paul Green, The Lost Colony Outdoor Symphonic Drama is performed summer nights, as a way to celebrate and remember the nation's history. He finally found it, the lost colony. Grandpa had said, "You sleep on it." But he didn't mean to try to find it in his dreams. He meant the answer was under the bed, where Justin slept, and Jessica, Taylor, Josh, Ashley, and Jenna weren't being brats. They were trying to point Justin in the right direction. But one question still remained. How did Manteo know the answer was under Justin's bed? Justin would have to sleep on that question. The end. This has been a reading of Where is the Lost Colony, made available by the North Carolina Press Foundation, written by Sandy Siemens, editor of the Outer Banks Sentinel, read by Mary Miller of the New York News Publishers Association NIE program, and sponsored by the New York Newspapers Foundation.